Good evening, and welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and tonight I'll be interviewing Veronica McHugh on a topic that may be interesting to you. It's about belonging. Do you feel you belong when you go to a group? So, Veronica, it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Don. Nice to be here.
You feel like you belong.
Why not?
So, what is the nature of belonging? Is it really as critical as some, like Stanford psychologists tell us, that as much as food and shelter and all, a need to belong is basic to our human nature? Does that match your experience?
I would think so, both at a biological and an emotional or a spiritual level, that it is very, very necessary. It is a natural part of, I think, the human experience. It should be almost a right that everyone has.
So
the feeling of belonging.
So that right, how do we need to claim it, or is it the community that extends has the duty to reach out its arm?
Well, if you look at it in its very basic element, then as soon as a child is born, it belongs.
Uh-huh.
That it's embraced, hopefully, by its parents and that family and by the wider community. You know, and you see this happening in, could be a village in Africa, it could be a little
Absolutely.
Town in Ireland, and where the, in a sense, the child actually belongs to the whole community. It isn't just the offspring of its mother and father.
You know, you said biologically, and then bringing the offspring possibility here. The brain chemical oxytocin is a bonding thing
mm-hmm.
that happens
yes.
with mothers and children particularly, but I suspect, having been at the birth of both of my children, it happens to any participating father as well, and maybe the whole village in that.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, here's the question, or here's the observation, then the question. That leads to the studies that suggest, that have shown, that a child who is not touched, is not held, as you described, really and truly is not going to flourish.
Is not going to flourish.
And in a funny way, we're all that child, even though we have more years under our belts.
Yes, and I would even say that this is something that happens in the animal community as well.
Uh-huh.
That if the offspring, the little kitten or the puppy or whatever, mm-hmm. isn't nourished or nurtured, then there will be something a little bit off in its personality or whatever else, that something is missing. It should be, nature intended it as a right.
I think you're exactly on target there, because we've probably seen on YouTube or something like that, where there will be an animal like a duckling that will imprint on a cat
really?
And follow it around.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the need to of
yes.
animals and humans to say, I need to find somewhere where I feel accepted.
Where I feel accepted, where I'm seen. Where I'm seen and where I'm heard.
Now that's an interesting thing, which means that the act of listening then is an act of loving of sorts, because you are opening up your mental, your heart, hand to that person saying,
yes.
I acknowledge you,
yeah.
So how do we choose? I mean, we've got the community, and then we've got the people who may or may not be part of the community. How do we make it easier for people to join and to feel like they're being included?
Well, let's also consider that they may not want to be included. In other words, you have, I was just doing, there was a little quiz that I was doing yesterday, and it was to do with charisma and whether you had charisma or not,
mm-hmm.
and I, not surprisingly, fell in the mid-range, you know, and they posited on the one hand that perhaps you're a bit shy, but on the other hand, maybe it's just that you like to be alone.
So.
And so there can be that aspect as well, and so someone who perhaps is capable of being by themselves, that they're not necessarily dependent on a community, mm-hmm. but yet wherever they are and in whatever circumstances, they always feel they belong. Yeah. And that those other people will feel that they belong to them and will say, you would make a really good Christian, or you would make a really good German, or whatever right. it happens to be, because they have the nature of feeling at home and belonging to themselves.
Which may come down to the question of, is one of the ways we connect with others based on our values?
I would definitely say so. One thing is, and this is then the process of life, because as we established that you should have the feeling of belonging as a child, should. But then as you grow up, and so you belong just by virtue of the fact that you were born into that religion, into that home, that community, etc.
Exactly.
But then as you become more individualized, you get older and you start moving out into the world and taking on perhaps another type of identity, seeing yourself as more than just the community, not above the community that you were born into, but knowing that that of itself would never be enough to sustain you.
Right.
And so everyone, I think that within most people that do go out, there is some kind of a longing.
Uh-huh. To reconnect or connect.
That's right. And that longing is at another level about belonging.
Mm-hmm.
And so the longing is for something more than just a tangible community, for instance, but it is something deep within the soul.
Right.
And
but
it's
it has to break
on another
free
level.
From the initial.
Yes, it has to break free from the initial.
Yeah.
And then there's constantly a redefining of oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And to just go back to what you were saying, that yes, the belonging will be connected. If it is with a group of people, it will be connected with values, or it could even be connected with the lack of values.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it's. You know.
I think that there needs to be some commonality, because, well, for example, if we have season tickets to a football game, there may be people in our area that we see every week during the season
yes.
that we're jumping up and high-fiving and hugging and all of that, that we probably don't hang out with out of the context of the game.
Yes.
But we dearly love them in that context.
Right, because within that context, we do have a purpose.
Yes.
So we are both celebrating or rooting for the same team.
Uh-huh.
You know, but when the game is over, then there's no more purpose.
So that's
right.
an interesting thing. So one
so
of the values
is one of the things.
Yeah, that, values
that
purpose.
Will bring us
yeah.
together.
So that breaking free of the initial and coming to yet a higher. It sounds like it's moving up. It's different
mm-hmm.
to reestablish new identities. That's really what adolescence is about.
Yes, it is, isn't
it? As children say
yes.
angrily to their parents, "I'm not you," and it may sound awful to some people, but actually, that's a pretty beautiful time of life.
It isn't that nice that,
it
and,
is.
That it, and that all a parent needs to do is have a little bit of recollection.
Exactly.
And see themselves at that same age. But they can be fooled into thinking that it's an entirely different world
uh-huh.
and that then they have to really safeguard the child or protect them or, you know, rein them in or whatever.
Or control.
But yes, but it really was no different for your parents. The world at that time, compared with their grandparents,
exactly.
was equally, perhaps, looked dangerous.
And perhaps those of us that are parents have always gone, oh gosh, it's so much harder than it was
yes.
for my parents. I was so much better than this.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly.
not true at all, by the way.
It may be, yes, there may be a little incremental difference, but the push is the same. The urge is the same.
So
that of defining yourself in, you know, in your own mind and who you are and so on. That's
does community give us permission to become more like the people we want to be? Does it limit us or does it free us is the question.
Well, I think, again, it could be either or,
uh-huh.
or perhaps a combination of both. Because when you belong to a community, there has to be some kind of a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what the community is saying. And it could be your own village. It could be, again, your religious community. That the agreement may be tacit,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it is there nonetheless that as long as you adhere to these values and this discipline, etc., then you're okay. But that maybe could, for someone, become like a straitjacket.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But, you know, interestingly, one of the areas I studied in my PhD program was creativity, and creativity is not license. It is freedom
That's
within
right.
structure. And what I hear you describing is to optimally fit into a community of sorts.
That's it, because the most fundamental teaching within the group to which I belong, and that informs my way of looking at many things,
sure.
is that the inherent nature of all souls is the same.
Yes.
And that comprises what would result in a belonging, you know, like peace and love and kindness, all of those wonderful qualities. And even though I acknowledge our sameness,
mm-hmm.
yet at the same time, no two of us are identical.
Exactly.
And so that I begin acknowledging our sameness, and then I can explore what makes you unique, and not to be afraid of that.
So that's really a beautiful concept, because when we are creating an area that people can belong more easily, the ultimate value is that underneath all the differences, there is a sameness. We
there
are souls
sameness.
And part
yes.
of the greater picture.
That's right.
And so, I mean, it's almost that unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
unconditional acceptance,
mm-hmm.
that how can I reject you because we are at the core
yeah,
the same.
I'm rejecting myself and rejecting you. You are me and I am you.
Exactly.
That's fundamental. So, but there is perhaps a bit of a crisis of belonging today, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
where people don't feel they fit. They sometimes feel alienated from their own families or the group or whatever. You know, all of what are those things that would make you feel that you belong, and being valued is one of them, and having a purpose and being able to contribute.
Yeah.
As well, being able to give something. So belonging doesn't just mean you sit and you take.
Ah.
And so, like you said earlier, with adolescence, I don't see it as a bad thing.
Oh,
you
no.
know,
that totally
it can
agree.
Have its sad element when people are really lost.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also have another one, that it does force them, hopefully in a kind way, to reach for something within themselves, you know.
You know, when you brought up that giving part of belonging, because often if we are hungry to belong, we almost see ourselves as, I need nourishment
That's
from
right.
that.
That's
but
right.
Probably the shortcut is to take the focus off of our ego, ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and say, how can I help?
How can I contribute?
Exactly. And in that, it almost creates a good excuse to be there if we haven't quite given ourselves permission.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I think that when that is the case, that automatically the community you belong to enlarges. It's
yeah.
much bigger. You're not limited anymore. Your existence isn't, you know, juxtaposed with any other group or because of any other group, but that the whole thing of giving and providing, that
yeah.
you see that, yeah, this is what everybody needs to be doing, and, you know, we can do it together. That it's
yeah, what,
limited.
What you said in that reminded me of an old story of a person who was going up to the pearly gates and said,
mm-hmm.
you know, St. Peter said, you've been quite good, so I'll give you any wish. And he said, could I just take a glimpse of hell?
Could I just say what?
Take a glimpse of hell.
Okay.
And he goes down there, and there's this wonderful banquet table.
Right.
And all this wonderful food, and the people are strapped to it, and they can't bend their arms, and they can't reach, like this, and they can't reach up to their mouths, and they're wailing and crying. And he goes, oh my gosh,
yes.
How horrible, forever.
Yes. Yes.
And then he says, now I'd like to get to heaven.
Yes.
And the people are in the same thing, but they're feeding the people in front of them.
Absolutely.
Maybe that is the key to belonging.
Think about it. Like we often say, even within our own organization, that the people who come, even though they may be coming, say, for a retreat or to take some nourishment for themselves, but as soon as they arrive, it's like, how can I help? And they win everybody's heart.
Exactly.
And so people automatically embrace them. They want them to be there because they've offered themselves, you know.
Good. Thank you for this. I've got some nice new insights from this conversation. And I hope you have as well. So I hope some of the things that we've shared tonight maybe help your sense of belonging a little bit along the way. Thanks and good night.